Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Hey y'all, welcome back to Coro is a Crush. It's your girl Neek, and today's episode, this one is gonna hit close to home. Not because it's real, but also I am a testimony and I'm living it. I'm walking through a season right now where God is making it crystal clear that I can't take everybody with me. And let me tell you something, it hurts. At the same time, it's healing me too. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're getting personal. This is more than a podcast episode. This is a conversation between you and me, bestie to bestie, because I know you feel it too. Everybody can't come with you on this next part of your journey. And baby, that's not only okay, that is how you heal. This episode is brought to you by Imperial Events LLC, your go-to for luxury event planning that turns moments into memories. Whether it's weddings, corporate events, or special celebrations, Imperial Events brings excellence, style, and execution. If you want your next event to feel unforgettable, tap the link in the show notes and tell them Coro sent you. Now, if you have a faith-based business or a product that aligns with the message of empowerment and purpose, I'd love to feature you right here. Check my show notes to learn more about becoming a sponsor. Now, as a reminder, new episodes of Coro is a Crush drop on the first and third Wednesdays of each month. And real quick before we get into today's episode, I got something special I want to share with you. Y'all have been rocking with the self-love sermon segment inside Coro is a Crush. And I've been hearing you loud and clear. Remember, if you follow me on Instagram, I made a post saying, do y'all want to hear this as an exclusive segment? Or do you want the self-love sermons to be its own podcast? And I've heard, and now it's its own podcast. Yes, the self-love sermon is now officially its own standalone show. That means even more 5-minute faith-filled real talk episodes you can stream anytime you need a reset. So what I have done is that I listened to y'all and I took y'all advice. I pulled the self-love sermons and made it an actual show. That way you don't have to sign up for a membership just to get the exclusives, because with everything that we have going on right now dealing with the tariffs, hey, I get it. I know how to pull back, I know how to take away, and so that was one of the things I decided to do and just let y'all have what it is that y'all actually want. Okay, so no fluff, no filter, just truth, fire, and the reminder that you are exactly who God calls you to be. So go ahead, we started this past Monday on the 5th. You can search the self-love sermons on Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit that subscribe button. The first 3 episodes are already up there, as well as new episodes will be added every single Monday. So actually, if you want to, you can start this upcoming Monday to go ahead and listen to the self-love sermon. Make sure that you subscribe, all right? Because we need to keep healing, growing, and getting free together, all right? Now, Coro & Company is now available at 2 amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188, and at the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or receiving my newsletters or emails, then you know I am a big fan of Flowdesk. Email marketing is the number one way I protect my business growth. Unlike social media, I own my email list. If you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it's a beautiful, intuitive email marketing tool that I use to consistently email my list. So if my favorite social platforms decide they want to change or disappear altogether, I can continue connecting with my audience. It empowers me to stop solely living at the mercy of an algorithm and ensure my messages reach my audience consistently. If you're ready to grow your email list, there's no better platform to use than Flowdesk. You can get 50% off your first year with my link. Go to stan.store/Coro & Company to access the link. Now, for my locals, this Saturday, I will be at the Summer Fun Fest at the Pocosin Museum, 968 Pocosin Avenue in Pocosin, Virginia, from 10 in the morning to 5 in the evening. Admission is free and there's also free parking. Come find me at my booth, which I will have my black tent, for exclusive deals on all of your favorite Coro & Company products, including our best-selling self-love journals, our luxury tumblers, and the latest faith-inspired collections. If you've been eyeing something special, this is the time to snag it at the show, because I'm bringing the best of Coro for you to experience in person. Y'all know Mother's Day is Sunday. I have a few of my glass cans left for Mother's Day. Make sure you come and get them. Also, I will be increasing my prices on my website. So there will be a few products that I will be increasing prices on, but it won't be too much, maybe between $2 to $5. But I'm telling y'all this to say that on Saturday, my prices will remain the same. They will not go into effect until next Tuesday, which is this Tuesday coming up, okay? So I will see y'all this Saturday at the Summer Fun Fest, and let's make it a weekend to remember. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with us in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of our deals and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. All right, here we go, y'all. Let's get into today's episode. Got a little sore throat going on. My voice wants to go in and out, so please bear with me today. All right, so today's topic is called Everybody Can't Come With You, and That's How You Heal. Everybody can't come with you, and that's how you heal. Our first segment is called When God Elevates You. You have to evaluate who's around you. When God elevates you, you have to evaluate who's around you. Now let's be real. Growth exposes things. When God starts leveling you up emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you start to see clearly who's really aligned and who's just convenient. Some of us are exhausted, not because we're doing too much, but because we're dragging too many people with us who were only meant for a chapter, not the full book. And I get it. It hurts. I'm actually there right now as we speak. There are people I wanted to bring into my next level. People I used to pray with, laugh with, build with, but somewhere along the way, God whispered, "This ain't their path, it's yours." Loyalty to dysfunction will destroy your peace. You can't be loyal to your past and obedient to your future at the same time. I was having a conversation with my husband about him answering his call to become a teacher, and I told him, "You can't ask for peace when you're constantly bringing chaos? I'm just being honest here. Now, if we flip to the word, Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they agree? I got a reflection question for you. Who are you constantly shrinking for, explaining to, or fixing for just to keep the peace? And what is it costing you? I want you to write down that reflection question. Who are you constantly shrinking for, explaining to, or fixing for just to keep the peace? And what is it costing you? All right, the second segment, protecting your peace, is a spiritual act. Segment number two, protecting your peace is a spiritual act. Let me make it plain. Protecting your peace is not petty, it's not selfish, it's called stewardship. Your peace is a gift from God. And when you let chaos, drama, and people pleasing invade it, you're saying yes to everything but you. And y'all, I had to learn this the hard way. I used to let guilt drive me into burnout. Saying yes when I wanted to say no. Holding space for folks who never held space for me. But this new version of me, right here, right now, she's choosing peace. She's choosing boundaries. She's choosing herself. You weren't created to be everything to everyone. You were created to be whole. Let me give y'all a mental health tip. You can love people and still leave them. You can forgive and still unfollow. You can wish them well and still walk away. I had to do this with a dear friend of mine. Because I found out, I realized I started people pleasing. And one of these things that I vowed to myself after I turned 40 was that I was not going to people please anymore, and I found myself doing it anyway. So I slowly let her go. I told her how it made me feel. I slowly let her go. I slowly unfollowed her from all facets of social media. But do I still love her? Absolutely. Because we are still sisters in Christ. But I don't have to be around her to get my satisfaction either. I don't need someone trying to tell me what to do or to tell me how to change or to tell me how to do something if you're not willing to do it yourself. You're not willing to make change. You're not willing to do something differently. And one thing that I have learned about myself is that I cannot be told what to do unless it comes from God himself. And y'all can ask my mother. Y'all can ask my husband. They can tell you. Oh, no. Nah. My mom can tell you automatically. I never could tell C what to do. But she always did what she wanted to do. And my husband will say the same thing. But I will listen to my husband when certain situations arise where I have to be silent. I will listen to my mother when certain situations I have to be silent. See, there's a fine line between being disrespectful and, how can I put it, being respectful. Let's just use that. I show respect to my husband and my mother. Most times I do listen. Sometimes I don't. I can be honest. But I find there's a medium. And that medium for me is, I like for people to tell me things, but I'm also a curious person, so I like to find out things on my own. But if it's something that God is telling me and then my husband or my mother tells me the same thing, that is me saying, okay, I need to listen. And no, I don't need to do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes you have to sit down with yourself and say, I can't be the bad butt all the time. Sometimes you have to sit still and just do what is told. Okay? Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, not some, not a little, but all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I want you to say this affirmation for today. I will not apologize for protecting my peace. My boundaries are holy. My healing is my priority. Repeat after me this affirmation. I will not apologize for protecting my peace. My boundaries are holy. My healing is my priority. All right, let's move on to segment three. This next version of you requires new levels of honesty. This next version of you requires new levels of honesty. Growth isn't just about going higher. It's about going deeper. And that means you got to be honest with yourself about what's no longer in alignment. Now, this part is going to get lonely. Letting go feels like grief. Sometimes I sit with tears in my eyes knowing I can't keep doing life the same way, even if it's comfortable. I have to choose freedom over familiarity. And that is difficult for anybody. But I want you to ask yourself these three questions. Number one, is that friendship feeding you or draining you? Number two, are you working from rest or running on empty? Number three, are you still showing up for things God told you to exit? Stage left. Your healing is in your honesty. And sometimes the hardest part of the healing journey is admitting that the version of you who tolerated chaos, neglect, or burnout doesn't live here anymore. You're allowed to evolve. You're allowed to outgrow people. You are allowed to want peace so freaking bad that you rearrange your whole life to protect. I'm gonna give you this challenge real quick, okay? I want y'all to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, whatever you can grab right on hand. I want you to make a list of three things or people you need to lovingly distance yourself from this month. Not in anger, not in guilt, but in honor of your healing. I want you to do that. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. All right, now we have reached our closing remarks. Let's stop pretending that healing is soft and simple. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's lonely. But it is necessary. Everybody can't come with you, honey. And that's not your loss. It's your liberation. And one thing I know about liberation, sometimes it takes for you to go through an outward appearance just to receive the liberation on the inside. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. Now, if this episode hit your spirit, share it with someone who's been fighting for their peace. And tag me at Coro & Company on Instagram to let me know what part landed for you. Want to support the podcast? Head over to Buy Me a Coffee. You can grab some merch or become a fan to unlock exclusive content. Now, if you got topics you want me to dive in, questions you need answered on the show, or you just want to stop by and say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro & Company. You can email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have a voicemail. So what you have to do is go to my website, CoroCrushPodcast.com. You click on the tab, Resources, click on Podcast, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on Send Me a Voice Message. I would love to hear from you. All the links are in the show notes, so I want you to check it out, and let's keep this thing going. Let us pray. God, thank you for reminding us that peace is our portion. Thank you for showing us that we are worthy of rest, worthy of boundaries, and worthy of healing. Help us release what no longer serves us and walk boldly into the season you've called us to. Give us courage to choose ourselves without guilt and strength to keep rising, even when it hurts. In Jesus' name, amen. Till next time, protect your peace and walk like you know who you are. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.